Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. After a weekend of protests following the release of video showing the beating of Tyre Nichols, there are now calls for police reform. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson says it could come from the federal level.
Many agencies depend on federal fundings through the Department of Justice. So we ought to call on the Department of Justice to put heightened scrutinies on reporting, on the credentials, so we can try to bring more agencies in line.
A White House official confirms that President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday at the White House. One key issue likely to be the debt limit. The White House wants it raised. Republicans in Congress want to negotiate. Secretary of State Antony Blinken arrives in the Middle East Monday amid escalating violence. Seven people were killed in a shooting outside of an East Jerusalem synagogue on Friday. Earlier in the week, at least nine Palestinians were killed in an Israeli raid. And Super Bowl 57 will feature the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles. This is ABC News. The Surgeon General says 13 is too young for kids to be on social media, and ABC medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel with Stanford Children's Health agrees.
There is plenty of research to suggest that social media, especially social media addiction, can have a negative impact on teens' mental health, increasing risk of conditions such as anxiety, depression, body dysmorphia, disrupting sleep, schoolwork.
There were questions when Andrea Riseborough was nominated for a Best Leading Actress Oscar, even though the movie she starred in, To Leslie, made less than $28,000. And ABC's Phil Lipoff says there's now more scrutiny.
Some saying a grassroots campaign started by Riseborough's team with a long line of Hollywood A-listers could have tipped the scale in her favor. The Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences releasing a statement Friday, not mentioning any film by name, but saying they'll be conducting a review of the campaign procedures around this year's nominees to ensure that no guidelines were violated.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which
right.
Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
I was about to get on the radio and be interviewed, and all of a sudden, I see something out of the corner of my eye move. It was a squirrel.
Oh, that's not good.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I couldn't find the squirrel, but I knew it was somewhere in the house. I ended up naming him Albert. He was relocated to Brookfield, so he is now a suburban squirrel.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Pat, I
feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to The Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. on WISS 1100 AM 98.3 FM Oshkosh Air Support.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. Civic Media.
From Oshkosh to Green Bay and points north, wherever you are in the Fox Valley, count on us to keep you connected, informed, and entertained. Civic Media.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight.
You got to cut your social. They want to cut your Social Security, Medicare. No, this is the God's truth. It's almost unbelievable. And beyond that, they're actually threatening to have us default on the American debt, a debt that's been accumulated over 230 years. Okay? And the interest on that debt, we've never ever done that. So we have a rhetorical question: What in God's name would the Americans give up the progress we've made for the chaos they're suggesting? I don't get it.
Thank you, Mr. President. Oh, okay, ladies, don't look directly at him unless you have the glasses on.
USA, oh.
A blessing from the Lord.
That looks weird and dirty. Here's the church. Here's the steeple.
Yeah, oh, this old thing?
Yeah. Something's happening.
An old tap dancer taught me that in Boston once. Hello.
Hi, John. Could you take your organ out for me?
Right.
I am modeling the Jesus t-shirt, the wildly popular Jesus t-shirt, in honor of John Fugelsang being in studio here with
us. Looks great. The only way that shirt looks better is if you're standing next to Al Pacino. Because there's an iconic picture of that
one. Yeah. I did.
We sold that shirt out the last LA show for Sexy Liberal.
Yay.
Hi.
Go get it at johnfugelsang.com. I turned myself into a human billboard for you, John Fugelsang. Well, also, don't tell Jen Kirkman, but I made you coffee.
Yes, okay. I'll tell when I go home and...
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I've accepted my role in Handmaid's Tale. I only make coffee for the men folk.
I like the pedicure too, Steph. It's just a nice new you.
Thank you.
Is really lovely.
By the way, can I just say John Fugelsang is here because he brings us wisdom. Like Confucius say, he who alphabetizes cinnamon next to chili flakes on a spice rack shouldn't make smoothies for the family until fully awake.
It's just little things that I've learned. Being a man in the kitchen. Like anyone who keeps oregano and catnip and weed in the same drawer,
right,
deserves whatever happens to them.
Yes.
That's like the little things
with
I've learned.
Cat.
I know that you have said previously you've touched the feces of like three species by, I don't know what time in the morning, but
by
dogs, cats, and a child.
Yes.
Yeah.
On a good day, I would touch the feces of three different species. Yes. That's what love looks like.
You know what love looks like? It's me scraping poo off of Crystal Boy's sneaker out at the curb. I don't know if you saw that.
You might want to check the walkway out there.
Okay.
Yeah, because...
Well, you did.
Well, yes, because I felt like when I walked in, opened the gate and walked in.
Yeah, you felt a little something.
Well, yeah. I thought
one of those
maybe,
soft, soggy leaves.
Well, like I thought I kicked like a clump of leaves or something.
Oh,
turns out it wasn't.
I stepped into a pile of dog poo and dirty leaves, but it was John Eastman's legal career, actually.
That is out here in California.
Yeah.
John, we were just talking about the roadkill in Donald Trump's wake. Why people sacrifice their entire lives and reputations. So Johnny's about to be disbarred.
That's right.
Bill Barr and John Durham. I just talked to Glenn Kirshner. I don't know what the consequences should be, but it seems like there should be some.
I know.
For whatever it is, layers of illegality and obstruction they committed.
Well, just remember one little thing, children. On a spiritual level, the karma is already in play, and karma plays a long game. Because I don't think Trump's ever going to jail. But like Durham, I think, you know, his legacy will be that he's going to be known for ending his career by doing nothing, by pretty much just taking taxpayer dollars to create content for Fox News. That's all the GOP are. They're content providers for Tucker Carlson.
Every story, I pardon the expression, Russian nesting dolls of Donald Trump's crimes that we didn't. This one we like to call Scusi. The Italians are like, no, we don't have any evidence of Trump-Russia wrongdoing. You know,
but you know what we do have.
Yes, Scusi. But wait. Scusi.
As I've said many times.
This is another layer of that we never... We know he's committed financial crimes, but we didn't know about these specific ones.
Yeah.
The Italians.
Again, Bill Barr has covered up more crap than cat litter. Okay? That's what he will go down in history for. That and the sweet lovemaking he had with Bill Maher the other night on HBO.
Oh,
boy,
God.
Right by the fire. I hope it was good for both of them.
I don't watch anymore. I can't. Okay. Mm. I don't know if, speaking of who, Kevin McCarthy.
Who? Oh, the former
Mr.
future
Kevy,
speaker.
Mr. Kevy, the Congress poo. According to Adam Kinzinger, who called him a piece of... Brooklyn Dad tweets, fun fact, only 19% of voters approve of Kevin McCarthy. And
Kevin's a piece of... And let's just be honest about this.
I love that then he said, I don't say it to be mean. He's just a piece of...
He just is.
Well,
yeah.
Please don't say it to be mean, because right now is as good as it's ever going to get for Kevin McCarthy.
True.
It will never be better than it is right now.
In this poll, 67% disapprove of the job being done by the House GOP. I mean,
Wow, that
high? How do people not see this coming, right?
Yeah, exactly. And it's going to continue, and it's going to... Look, for 2 years, Democrats are going to have time to get their ducks in a row, get the new leadership team in order, let the GOP be a constant source of chaos and rank... effery, and by that time you're going to have a great chance to have, you know, the comparison. What Biden can do with 24 Democratic seats vulnerable, what Biden can do is what he does best as a campaigner, which is to say, this is what I stand for, this is what the other guy stands for. And Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis are making that really easy.
They're fighting over Trump. I want that noted.
I only have Trump
Trump
toys in here for them.
They're
to
fighting over Trump.
Get some DeSantis toys,
kids.
Aren't
we all? As John mentioned, 2 years after penning the infamous coup memo, the California bar is recommending John Eastman be disbarred. There are 11 disciplinary counts. One count is failure to support the Constitution and laws of the United States. That seems important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two counts of seeking to mislead a court. Six counts of moral turpitude misrepresentation. Two counts of simply moral turpitude. John, you're my personal comedy Jesus. What does turpitude cover?
Turpitude?
Did you take out your organ?
Turpitude?
It's a good word, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it?
Turpitude's a good word.
Yeah. What does that...
What does turpitude cover?
What does moral turpitude cover?
I'm glad you asked, because I wrote a dissertation on turpitude one time. I actually had a major in turpitude with a minor in applied sloth at NYU.
You did?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I turpitude and vice were actually my double major. John Eastman is experiencing something called consequences for your actions.
Oh.
This is something that more and more people who signed on for Donald Trump need to experience, but they won't. All those corporations that said they would never donate to candidates who voted, to politicians who voted to throw out the votes of the American people, they've all gone back on it. They're all donating to them again. I mean, this is what it looks like. This is democracy breaking down, and, you know, half of us, more than half of us, are fighting for it.
Karen in Chicago, I know that you're probably offended, shy flower that you are, by John Fugelsang's organ being out, but here you are.
Oh, my.
In the front row.
Yes, sorry.
Of a sexy liberal.
I had to unspool it.
My goodness. I never. I mean, really.
Mm. Well, it's early still.
And twice on a Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
So what I want to say is, like, you know, we're talking about Bill Barr and his, you know, how many people were willing to sacrifice their reputations and their legacies. The fact of the matter is, what was Bill Barr's legacy or reputation?
Exactly.
He was sold to us as an institution.
Captain Cover-Up. That was his name for Iran-Contra.
For Iran-Contra.
Absolutely.
Still the biggest scandal of my life until the Iraq War.
Exactly. So we need to stop doing that. And, you know, I think you know, here's the thing. When Glenn Kirshner's on, I just wish that he was AG or somebody him was AG. You know, because the problem is what we're seeing is white, rich, well-connected, powerful men, conservative men, getting away with their criminality, their corruption, their unethical behavior, whatever you want to call it. With if we do not have accountability,
yes,
that depresses the vote. I'm sorry, but every time I used to speak to people and tell them the importance of getting registered, getting out there, getting your friends out to the vote, the reason that they say always gave that they didn't is the system is broken. It's not no matter who's in.
Yep.
We're not, you know, we're going to watch this corruption continue. We're going to watch people.
I mean, even, as we always say, even those of us who marinate in this for a living, it just, it is almost shocking the layers of criminality that get unveiled every single day, right? I mean, this New York Times story, the McGonagall story, who, by the way, was not in Cats. I was incorrect. And it is an actual character in Harry Potter, which I don't do.
Yeah. Maggie Smith is his grandma.
Yeah, sorry.
The McGonagall story is great.
McCavity is different. Is he also going to be implicated in something? Maybe he's implicated in the Italian financial crimes.
Maybe.
Scusi.
Yeah, I mean, it really is imperative. And I mean, you know, the way we have a healthy democracy in a healthy country where people feel good about engaging and taking part in the process is when we hold everybody accountable.
They don't want democracy.
Needs to be held accountable.
They don't want a healthy democracy. They want rulers. They want authoritarianism. They're not conservatives. They are fascists.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, what we saw with Barr, it was another cover-up. But again, like, they don't have accountability for people in power.
It was two cover-ups of other crimes we didn't even know about.
But, no one went to jail for Iran-Contra. Mm-hmm. We were selling, selling weapons to the Iranians who killed our Marines. No one went to jail.
This started with Nixon. Why do we let Republican administrations just get away with
the
crimes?
The Iraq War.
We collided getting to that.
Wow.
Yes, and again.
I'm still mad about it.
They weaponize our goodness, right? So, I mean, I don't know about you guys. I love President Obama. But when we let war criminals get away with war crimes,
this is
part of the reason why we're here. It has to stop. We have got to be clear-eyed about this. And when we have demographics changing and more young people, you know, somebody was talking about, Joy Reid said something, you know, regarding wokeness. It's like they had no problem when it was black people who were saying stay woke, right? Mm-hmm. It's because of young white liberals who are woke.
Doesn't it make you want to?
That are going to start.
Doesn't it make you want to come onto my personal comedy Jesus? Don't you want to cling to him like a shirtless man on a romance novel cover?
Woke used to mean something that was not racist, and now woke is how you can tell someone is racist.
Yeah. Well, also, Travis, what story is that? That's what they're literally, some right-wing douchebag is saying, what they want to cut from the budget is wokeness.
Yes, wokeness.
Is there a mathematical...
I was doing a show upstate New York the other night across the river from West Point.
Yes.
And they just announced that West Point is removing the statue of Robert E. Lee and other Confederate memorabilia because they were white supremacist traitors who broke their oath and took up arms against the country. And Twitter was filled with people talking about woke West Point. Woke literally means anti-racism. And anyone who's complaining about wokeness is someone who's mad at all this anti... Just replace the word wokeness. Like we used to play...
You know who was super woke? Jesus.
Completely.
I out-Jesus'd you.
We used to play the game, replace the word politically correct with respect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm tired of these respect being shoved down my throat. I don't want to have all these people with their respect make it. Do the same thing with anti-racism and wokeness, and you'll know exactly where these people are. Again, these are the people more upset by Colin Kaepernick's knee than Derek Chauvin's. We are in the golden age of crappy white people who aren't angry at racism. They're angry at the protests. So you look at Memphis, and you see that those five cops who allegedly murdered that poor man are all black. Where are the back the blue creeps?
Yeah.
Where are the, if he should have just complied, where are the Blue Lives Matter people right now? You don't hear a peep out of any of them because it was five black cops.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Dave in Minneapolis, what are the chances? John and I both have Jesus on our shirts. His organ is out. The official gay preacher of the Stephanie Miller Show, like a moth to flame, has arrived.
Right. As soon as I heard John was going to be on the show and there was going to be organ music, I had to call in immediately.
Yes, my organ makes beautiful music.
Yes.
Look at that. I can do that. Okay. I learned how to do that in Singapore. It's a pipe organ.
Put that away. Okay, go ahead, Tay.
And your resume shows
it wasn't a pipe organ when we started, Travis.
And here come the ping pong balls.
Okay.
That's a different show.
Oh, okay.
That's on the happy hour.
I'm an innocent.
I'm doing that later at Paula Poundstone's ping pong party.
I see. Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
This poor man's been trying to make one point.
Dave, we're sorry. Dave. For God's sake.
I am. So here's the deal. I think that, you know, all these evangelical right-wing crazies who are all about getting into our bedrooms and what we do sexually and you name it, as far as everything has to do with behavior that's wrong sex because they have such an obsession with it.
Yes.
Why don't they focus on what's going on at the upper levels?
You want to talk about sin?
Dave, I apologize.
You are making very good points.
No, the maturity level in this.
Stop doing ping pong balls coming out of vaginas.
Anything.
I'm going to do that later at Paula
Poundstone's.
What do you
mean when you say talking about sin at the upper levels? Because that now you've got me leaning in.
Yeah.
Because it's the corruption is up there. The rock usually starts at the root, not this time. It's starting way at the top. And it's
Hunter Biden,
downhill.
You mean, right? Hunter Biden. When you talk about rot at the top.
Hunter Biden is the essence. The icon of evil, of course.
Dave, we are running long. We love you. Okay, you know, everyone, our regulars know this is like coming in mid-food fight at Thanksgiving to your family. It's like walking into a spitball war in a classroom.
We're not fighting. We're discussing.
If you call in now, you're asking for this.
Yeah.
20 minutes after the hour. Good luck getting a word in. This portion of the show brought to you by HelloFresh. Yes, Jen Kirkman, you saw me bring John Fugelsang coffee, and now I'm going to make a meal for him because that's my place.
It tastes like neglecting Jen.
HelloFresh. 35 different recipes yesterday, right? Oh, the flatbread looked amazing, right? Yeah. That's what I'm trying next. I made salmon l'orange.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
Maybe I'll do an Italian meal in honor of Scusi.
Scusi.
Scusi, we have some financial crimes.
Scusi, we have recipes.
The ravioli.
Oh, the butternut squash ravioli with scallops.
Very nice. Rabbies.
Okay. You save time, you save money, fresh ingredients, easy recipes, 10,
it's
15 minutes.
It's good for your brain. It's good for your brain to cook.
Yeah. HelloFresh frees up time with pre-portioned ingredients, easy-to-follow recipes, all delivered right to your door, right from the farm. Produce, bam, fresh from the farm to your door. Sign up today for 22 free meals, plus free shipping with the code Stephanie22 at HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22. That is HelloFresh.com/Stephanie22.
Keep it together. Keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together, keep it together.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines. On this amazing journey, you can discover Civil War history, savor Cajun cuisine in New Orleans, and experience the roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Aboard the newest fleet of American River boats, relax on your private balcony as our crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Ready, everybody? Time to cruise. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and t-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
Hey, it's Stephanie Miller. Here's what we're talking about. My goodness, what's that spinning sound I hear? Is that them spinning on a dime now that classified documents have been found in Pence's? It's once again totally different.
Totally different.
Not like the horrible crime that Biden committed.
Right.
Didn't Mike Pence go on TV and open his big gap?
Oh, yeah.
Something sanctimonious, chuckly sad Santa. Makes me sad what Joe Biden did to America. Find the Stephanie Miller Show every Monday through Friday at 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, right here on Progressive Voices.
Ew! stinks in here.
Passing gas. Is there a right time and a wrong time to do it?
Come on, huh? I'm trying to eat.
When indoors in the company of others, passing gas is not only taboo, it can be deadly.
I'm gagging.
Passing gas releases a plume of toxic vapors like ammonia and hydrogen cyanide.
Ah, you're killing us over here.
Every year, hundreds of infants exposed to passed gas die.
What? I cracked a window?
And just opening a window isn't enough. These deadly fumes can linger in the room for hours after odors have dissipated.
Daddy, you promised you'd smoke outside.
You're right, Pumpkin. Excuse me.
If you smoke, take it outside. Don't pass gas. A message from the American Legacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Get the facts at don'tpassgas.org.
Arr! We be under attack. Man the long knives!
Prepare to be boarded.
Arr!
Flagship starboard bow!
What? No, not by the enemy flagship. By garbage. Me beautiful ocean be full of it these days. It flows in from rivers and drain pipes. Many of folk don't know that when they throw trash on the ground, it eventually makes its way into the ocean. How can I enjoy Sail Me Bonnie Seas with all this trash in it? Why, there's soda pop bottles, plastic bags, even stinky leftover takeout. Fire at will, men! Lend us a hand by always recycling and disposing of your trash properly. If you don't, I'll make you walk me plank. Nah, just kidding. Seriously, though, learn more what you can do to keep the oceans healthy at keepoceansclean.org. Brought to you by the Keep Oceans Clean Alliance and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
John Fugelsang's in the studio live. Squee. You told us that this clown show was going to be good for us politically. We just have to endure it, you know, intestinally for 2 years. This is the poll we were talking about, CNN poll. Only 27% of U.S. adults believe Republican leaders in the House have the right priorities so far. 73% say the GOP House leaders have not focused on the most important problems.
The most important problem is their voters. Yep. Yeah. You see the Rasmussen poll for who should run the RNC?
Rasmussen. We like saying Rasmussen.
They had the Rasmussen polls to see who's answering their landlines in the Republican Party during dinner hours to see who should run the RNC.
Ronna McDaniel got about 15%. Yeah. My pillow guy was the runaway winner.
Yep.
And there's no one more qualified to be in charge of Republican elections than the My Pillow guy.
It's today.
Oh, it is?
Everything's today.
It's a secret ballot today.
Right, because they were saying there was the, what's the hermit? Is the other.
Hermit?
Who's the other? The Dylan?
Woman.
Yes, the
yes.
woman.
Yes.
So they were saying that the rumor was that she was teaming up with My Pillow guy to beat Rona?
No, she's teaming up with Ron DeSantis to beat Ronna McDaniel.
Oh,
Ronna McDaniel has now led the GOP to humiliating losses in the last three elections, and she tripled her own salary. Mm-hmm. So she's pretty qualified to run their elections as well. I mean, if George Santos is not going to throw his hat in, it should be one of those people.
Senator Murphy on the Clown Caucus.
I mean, you have seen the level of competence in the House of Representatives over the last 3 weeks. These guys can't negotiate themselves out of a paper bag. They can't even articulate what they want in exchange for an increase in the debt ceiling. And so almost by design, if you are intending to negotiate with Kevin McCarthy, you are jumping the country into a deep, deep black hole.
Gavin in New Jersey, you're on with John. Hey, Gavin.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good.
You've been consuming the media like all of us. But anyway, I see last night, John Eastman is likely going to be pegged to take the fall for Donald Trump.
Oh, he's pegged, all right.
Whatever. So, anyway,
oh, Trump pegged him.
He loves being pegged. Anyway,
look
at the history on this. Michael Cohen, Weisselberg, now Eastman. Do you think that Ginny Thomas is looking at all this? And it's called Donnie to ask how to go about sending her, like, her maid or her housekeeper off to prison in her place should she encounter any legal liability. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean...
I think she's safe.
Yeah,
I think she's completely insulated from any criminal wrongdoing.
I mean, but that's, talk about, like, are we in, men, you know, nation of men or of laws? I mean, John, how much of this, like Glenn Kirshner was just saying, can we take of this before, you know, our democracy is, it's not a democracy anymore.
No, we're a nation of laws made by men, and those men find ways around it, especially the wealthy ones with power. Ginny Thomas is as safe as a Jay Leno band leader who laughs at his jokes.
29 minutes after the hour, John Fugelsang's here.
WAUK.
If Friday nights mean fish fries, we're your station. Civic Media for the Fox River Valley.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Calls for reform continue after the death of Tyre Nichols in Memphis. One change came immediately, an end to the city's police department's Scorpion unit. All five officers who've been fired and charged with second-degree murder were members.
Short for Street Crimes Operation to Restore Peace in Our Neighborhoods, the unit launched in November 2021 to patrol high-crime hotspots. Attorney Benjamin Crump claims the unit had previous instances of misconduct.
We know that there were other members of the community that had been assaulted by this Scorpion unit.
The Memphis Police Department has not yet responded to ABC's request for comment on the allegations.
It's ABC's Andrew Dimbert. Super Bowl 57 in Glendale, Arizona will match the Kansas City Chiefs against the Philadelphia Eagles. And Wednesday, President Biden will meet with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. One item on their agenda, the debt limit. The White House is calling for it to be raised, but Republicans want to negotiate. This is ABC News.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Did you hear about the vampire that was found? Headline is, skeleton of female, quote, vampire, unearthed at cemetery in Poland.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
A sharp sickle was placed across her neck, and a padlock was put around her big toe. Her burial reveals fear around vampires.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry, always on the Civic Media app.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We stand on the shoulders of the women who came before us.
Women who were told they were bad with money.
Women who couldn't even get a credit card without a man co-signing.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn to lead the way.
Join us at WeSaySaveIt.org,
where women of all ages and all budgets are learning how to save for retirement.
You work hard.
You make money.
Now make that money work for you.
Invest in yourself at WeSaySaveIt.org.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. Ashiro's day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit AshiroRetirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is a really bad idea to put a 30% tax on everything that's sold. It hurts working families across our country and in Montana. And for those very reasons, since it's bad policy, I think it's incumbent upon myself to be able to go to the floor and object to this. And I will tell you, this isn't a silent filibuster. I will talk till the end of time, because this is really, really bad policy.
Senator John Tester, the GOP, just a font of bad ideas like the 30% sales tax. Good morning, John Fugelsang.
Don't get in the way. Let them run on this.
Yeah.
Yes, that and destroying Social Security and Medicare and perhaps causing worldwide financial catastrophe in the meantime.
You know, when we're all old and dying and our lives flash before our eyes, it's going to be such a drag to revisit all those times we were forced to care about the debt ceiling. For God's sakes, you people! You know, all you need to know is, you know who doesn't like the idea of defaulting on our debt? The Wall Street donors who own these godless shills. Mm-hmm. Believe me, it's all more performative puffery. The entire Republican Party are Donald Trump's gay porn NFTs, just fake muscles and performative governance. They don't actually do anything. They're content providers for Tucker. That's all the Party of Lincoln is.
By the way, I have a new dream. Since you met, I didn't know it was today, the RNC thing.
Yes.
Yes. My pillow, Mike Pillow, as Hal calls him.
Oh yeah.
Mike Pillow says he could lead a new election committee for the RNC if his bid to become the new chair falls short.
Oh yeah.
He claims. Right. He's teaming up with Harmit Dhillon to form a unified ticket against Ron Daniel. He said that's not true, but he's feeling really good about his election chances, adding he could still be offered an RNC job if he loses. He said that he could be asked to lead a new Republican election committee because because he said, I've been doing this for 2 years now. Meaning
doing this,
the election,
telling
committee.
Donald Trump we should have martial law. You know, I got to tell you, I don't have a MyPillow. You know what helps me sleep deeply at night? Imagining Mike Lindell being questioned under oath. That's what helps me nod off quick. My toddler called him petulant. You know that? My toddler called him petulant. This guy is the face. I'm sorry. This guy, Matt Gaetz, George Santos, they deserve to be the face of this party.
Yeah. Oh, by the way,
is that my dog? No, it's.
Oh, that's.
You inflame
is that what
all
I did?
Creatures
they're eating
with desire.
All creatures big and small?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
George Santos's ex, Pedro, a man 8 years his junior.
In Sao Paulo. He lives, Yes.
Uh-huh. He lived with George Santos for a year, rebuffed multiple marriage proposals. Said it was, at the beginning of the relationship, he was fine. He was so sweet, caring. He actually showed he cared. But later on, I started finding out the lies. I thought it was my phone he stole, I believe. And then the jewelry from a friend that used to live with us. And then the tickets to Hawaii that he purchased for us to go when he was planning on proposing for the third time. That engagement never happened.
Mm.
Do you think he might have gotten him an engagement ring and then stole it back?
Probably.
Yeah. When I found out about all the other stuff, I thought, what a psycho.
Keep him famous.
That's sad. It's a sad story.
Representing Long Island, baby. Sad. That's where I come from. I'm not surprised at all.
That's relatable, at least to me, finding out you dated the psycho. I mean, it could happen. Okay. Speaking of election,
I'm trying to narrow down who you're referring
you
to.
You just shush.
Give me one of the decades, and I'll
my minefield of bad choices. I made up with it now. I've made up for it now. I have a fantastic girlfriend.
Yes, you really
there
do.
There are a few choices though that you can choose from.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There are. Okay. I'm just trying to make you narrow the field to
options.
It is quite
Trump
a field.
Trump was mostly silent about the Maricopa County 2020 election audit. But his influence over the process was much more prominent than it seemed. He received direct updates. With his allies pressuring the lead contractor on when to report findings. The contractor asked people close to the former president if he could help pay for it. Wait, is that in my morning stuff?
Yeah, it's in the morning stuff.
Yeah, okay, pardon me. Trump secretly gave $1 million to the Arizona Cyber Ninjas.
I'm sorry,
Ninjas
but the dog sounds
audit.
Work with this copy.
Really, yeah, it totally works.
The shrill, crazy dogs works with any kind of Trump
it
story. It actually is like ambient sound.
That's what the ninja audit sounded
no,
like.
No, it sounds like foreplay between Kimberly and Don Jr. in the background.
It does sound coke-fueled. It sounds allegedly coke-fueled.
This is bath salts.
What?
Oh, the best is yet to come.
Okay. My God. My God.
Anita in San Antonio, you're on with John Fugelsang. Hello, Anita.
Good morning, everyone. I have a question for John.
Uh-oh. Yes,
hey,
hi.
John, after Hello.
Hi.
After everything that's come out about, you know, the disastrous 4 years of the Trump administration, do you still think George W. Bush was the worst president?
It's really hard. I really struggle with it. On paper, I will say, if you consider Iraqi lives to be human lives, then yes, I consider George W. Bush to be a worse president. Just in terms of sheer suffering caused to humans, then yeah, George Bush is the worst president of our lifetime.
400,000 Americans died.
No, 1 million Americans died. A million Americans in total.
Yeah,
and let's be honest, a lot of that is because of Donald Trump's lies. Yes, look, if you go by sheer American deaths, Donald Trump is the worst. If you go by human deaths, it's not even a contest. And Bush also has, you know, a collapsed world economy and a collapsed housing market. You know,
again, humans died in World War II, too.
Well,
I mean,
sure,
I
love
the
word arguing over. I'd love to blame Trump and Bush for World War II, but the fact is, I'm really upset at how many people in the Democratic Party and the media have normalized George W. Bush.
And
he doesn't deserve to spend the rest of his life in The Hague.
No, I mean,
this
agree.
Guy, you want to see my new picture? No, don't normalize this guy. He is a
criminal. No,
criminal.
Anita, this is the game show we found ourselves in. Is the, what do you call it, treasonous... for Russian asset who is committing espionage and
I mean, they're both
tried to overthrow the United States government.
Yeah.
Technically a bigger criminal than the work criminal. Or
I think he is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to say.
In
Bush is the guy. Bush is the guy I'd like to have a beer with.
Try to overthrow our government.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sorry?
No, I mean, I'm with you all the way. Donald Trump tried to do a lot of horrible things. And let's not forget, Bush failed to privatize Social Security. He failed a lot of his horrible things, too. It's going to take years after both administrations to properly... We had to be far away from both to judge which was the worst. We can agree that the two worst presidents we've had in the last 80 years were the last two Republicans.
Yes.
Well, this is true. I just think that Donald Trump was just so unfit. I'm not saying George W. Bush was fit, but he did have a couple people around him that kind of tempered him.
No,
He didn't try to overthrow the government.
No,
he
but there's
associate
a
with Michael
he overthrew Thomas. Other governments. He overthrew other governments illegally.
No,
and it was a lie. There were no WMDs. There's a
kids,
million.
Don't fight. They're both awful.
5,000 dead soldiers, 1 million dead Iraqis.
George W. Bush knew how the system worked and worked within that system. Trump had no idea how government works. Thought he could run it like a business.
And he
tried to ram things through with no lube.
I know.
Bush is someone that became criminal in office, did criminal things in office. Yeah. Trump is a lifelong criminal who became president.
And honestly, let's be real. When we talk about Presidents Bush and Trump, we're really talking about Presidents Cheney and Putin. So let's call them by their proper names.
Exactly. I'm still wrapping my head around just the headlines, Travis. A lot of times they just sort of sum everything up. Bill Barr asked Italian officials to discredit Russia probe. They responded with evidence linking Trump to crimes. Entirely other crimes.
Scusi
investigation. I will say, just based on the I thought George W. Bush's voice was irritating, just based on the fact that we still have to endure, you know, this. I'm going to say Trump's worse.
Oh, dear.
The new House committee
on
the weaponization of the federal government.
You got to watch him read the prompter.
Is a rare chance to expose the breathtaking corruption of the security state, the media, and the Washington swamp.
Low energy.
Here are just a few of the questions the committee hopefully will be asking. Who in the Mueller team was in charge of leaking secret information and fake news stories to dishonest journalists, of which there are many?
Go off prompter.
Russia hoax, and that's what it was. Turned out it was a total hoax.
You can tell when he's off prompter.
It was all
misinformation.
Horrible thing that was given to the people of our country.
You sound kind of like the turtle, in the croc.
When's the pill lady going to come change me? When's the pill lady going to come change me? I'm voting for the pill lady in 2024.
Every bombshell is further proving Trump Russia, and they.
Yeah.
This is the gaslighting. They just pretend it's the opposite.
That's
like all of this news
But even using the word collusion is the gaslighting, because collusion's not a crime.
But the McGonagall story, it was to help him. It's to help Trump. Every Trump
literally,
Russia story is.
Literally, they kneecapped Hillary Clinton 2 weeks before the election, and the guy who was in charge of investigating was on the take from Paul Manafort's best friend. And Donald Trump and these Republicans are running around like this is some kind of win for them. There you go. The FBI was corrupt. No, dude, that was the FBI shilling for you. Again, this guy, Kilimnik, was in bed with Paul Manafort. The reason why Donald Trump's second campaign manager was fired was because of Russian collusion. Case closed.
Yeah. You always torture the ones you love the most. And so was this technically tortured? Sorry, John.
Who orchestrated the FBI's repeated operations to interfere in domestic politics?
Keep it going. Let this guy be the nominee. Pro-Russia, pro-Trump guy? Mm-hmm.
And specifically, and most importantly, in the presidential election of 2020.
Oh, you could just
what
hear.
What the FBI did was suppress anything bad about Biden and go all out, put it all out there. If there was anything at all bad about Trump. And if there wasn't anything bad, we'll make it up. What that was is a rigged election just by itself.
Yes, please. This guy has to be the... Liberals, don't ruin this. You don't want Ron DeSantis to be the nominee. Joe Biden is what? He's 80 now, right? So in 2 years, he will be 132.
Okay. You're not good at math.
Joe Biden can beat Donald Trump. Believe me, guys. Believe me. Mitch, it's the worst nightmare of the RNC that Trump stays in power. They don't want him.
By the way, make them
have a forced marriage.
Let me just break down the gaslighting in that particular... Everything he said... It's the opposite. We just read in the New York Times that they suppress anything that was bad about Trump. And
I'm just
trying to even go further and imply that it was. Yeah. Yes, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I'm glad that the Republicans have created this committee that is going to investigate the weaponization of the government against the American people, because there's
That's exactly what Barr and Durham did. They weaponized the government. Today.
But wait, there's more. There's January 6th conspiracy theories.
The role of federal agents and informants in pressing the crowd toward the Capitol.
Capital.
On January 6th.
Capital.
Yeah.
And who is Ray Epps? Tell me about Ray Epps. Oh. Where does he come from?
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to see Tucker defend this guy more. Yeah.
The committee needs to do a full review of FISA warrants and any abuse.
Oh, dear God.
We should also get a full report on any domestic surveillance of MAGA supporters.
That has taken place under Biden. Who? No one made it to the end. No one made it to the end of that.
Charles Cook.
Stephen Miller didn't make it to the end of that.
Charles Cook, conservative, writes for National Review, declared Trump has completely lost it. He is ranting like a deranged hobo in a dilapidated public park.
Screw that guy. Charles Cook created Trump. Charles Cook.
Throughout his public...
Screw his erudite... No, I'm sorry. Screw that guy's erudite faux academic...
Oh, wow.
Sorry. Got a Sirius XM moment.
All right.
Sorry.
Got on a roll there, though.
It's okay. All right.
So sorry. I forgot which job I was at.
Yeah. You were on a roll.
Sorry, guys.
He finished
guys.
By saying, throughout his public career, Trump has resembled nothing so much as a drunken talk radio caller from Queens. Okay.
And on a policy level, he was Charles Cook's wet dream.
Yeah.
Wow, these guys, they don't like Trump, but they love he's indistinguishable from the rest of them in terms of his policies. Yeah. And so when they pretend they're somehow better than him, they're not. And this Frankenstein monster of a low information thug voting base they created over decades is coming back to haunt them now.
Yeah.
And they deserve to own it.
Yeah. He didn't come from nowhere. You know, it was a steady progression from, you know, Bush, Palin, you know, it's the stupiding.
And from National Review to Trump, and from these erudite academic conservatives, they have a direct lineage to Donald Trump and to Kid Rock when he runs.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Sorry, guys.
Okay. Oh, boy. Okay.
Sorry, FCC.
47.
Oh, no, we got it.
We got it. 47 minutes.
That's why we have expensive equipment right down there.
Yeah.
At least with the cameras, I can flash gang signs, too.
Yeah, this is true.
We didn't think we could get more woke, but we're awake now, aren't we?
I've never done that on your show before. Sorry.
We're so woke. Okay. 47.
I have habits from SiriusXM.
47 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by, I'm surprised, it was the very first time that John Mugelsang dropped an S-bomb on our show.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's brought to you by Genucel.
Hey!
I'm surprised, and then I just lock it in.
Yep.
Lock that sucker in. How about taking 10, 15 years off your appearance with Genucel Skincare and their most popular package? Right now, every most popular package, 70% off.
Whoa.
Come on.
That's a nice package.
It includes the next breakthrough in skincare technology, and you would know.
Mm-hmm.
Genucel's probiotic moisturizer. We all just got it this week, right? I'm loving it. Probiotic extracts target bad bacteria on the surface of your skin to restore balance to your skin's microbiome. Ooh.
It's the same stuff that's in your yogurt.
It's like yogurt for your face.
Yes, it is. It's a noticeably clearer complexion, visibly younger appearance. See those fine lines, wrinkles, dark circles, sagging jawline, even bags and puffiness visibly disappear. We love it. Immediate effects. You get results in 12 hours or less. Your money back. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie right now. For the first time ever, every order at Genucel.com from now till Valentine's Day includes a beauty box.
Ooh,
with two luxury gifts. Yours free. Order now, 2 weeks only. Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's GenuCel.com/Stephanie.
Awesome. Awesome to the max.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, I am starting the new year just the way I finished it, with one great night's sleep after another, thanks to my Cozy Earth bedding. Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, responsibly sourced bedding in the world. And with over 5,000 five-star reviews on their website, they are clearly doing just that. Cozy Earth uses only luxury materials, such as the finest premium viscose made from highly sustainable bamboo. No wonder Cozy Earth is the brand that made Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. And Cozy Earth bedding, which comes in six awesome colors, is super soft, lightweight, temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, pajamas, or plush bath towels, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth, and you'll love giving them as gifts. I did. Plus, Cozy Earth bedding comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote, so get cozy now. Hurry, save 35% on Cozy Earth. CozyEarth.com. Enter the promo code Stephanie. Save 35%. That is CozyEarth.com. Promo code Stephanie. CozyEarth.com.
At Bombas, we make socks, underwear, and T-shirts that feel good and do good. Why do Bombas feel so good? Because they're thoughtfully designed with the softest materials, like premium Pima cotton and thermoregulating merino wool. They're also engineered with comfort innovations, like socks with built-in arch support and shirts with tag-free necklines. They're better basics, high quality enough to wear over and over again. How do Bombas do good? For every comfy item of clothing you purchase, another comfy item is donated to someone experiencing homelessness. It's exceptional comfort that gives back. So far, we've been able to put over 75 million items of clothing into the hands of people who need them, making an impact that's bigger than all of us. That's a whole lot of comfort and a whole lot of good. And it's all thanks to your purchases. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Stephanie and use code Stephanie at checkout.
COVID-19 has changed how we live and how we feel. We show up differently, worship differently, and have found new ways to express our love and support to family and friends. But now there are vaccines. And they are the first step that lets us get back into the things we miss most. Like spreading the word without spreading concern. Girls tripping instead of solo sipping. Brunching instead of late night munching. And talking smack with a side of mac and cheese. It's okay to have questions about COVID-19 vaccines.
Should I get it?
Should I wait?
Is it safe?
Can I trust it?
What about pre-existing conditions?
Now get the facts. Visit GetVaccineAnswers.org so you can make an informed decision when COVID-19 vaccines are available to you. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey parents, it's hard to pick up your kids nowadays without embarrassing them.
Hi, honey.
Not in front of my friends.
Well, kiss the embarrassment goodbye with OMGPS. OMGPS is a state-of-the-art navigation system that tells you exactly how far away you need to park when you pick up your kids.
Keisha at mall. Proceed to outer food court.
But she's not at the food court. She's at the movie theater.
Exactly. OMGPS comes with patented preteen reasoning technology to pinpoint precise pickup locations and minimize embarrassment.
In 100 yards, turn off the oldies music.
Thanks, OMGPS. GPS.
OMGPS is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my Bombas All Performance Socks. Pardon me. I was just running back. from dog care. I have a bombas for everything I do: running, hiking, all performance, yeah. Cycling.
Uh-huh.
There's dog care in a different room than you. There's a dog care in a room that's not your studio.
No, dog care is in every room, all the time.
Okay. It never ends.
Bombas.
Because if we're in the way, dogs, we can leave.
Bombas also makes super soft everything, right? T-shirts, underwears from materials like merino wool, Pima cotton, even cashmere. Ooh, so soft, the perfect layers. And guess what? The three most requested items at homeless shelters.
Socks.
Socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Thank you. So what would Jesus do? He would give a pair, for every pair you buy, he'd give a pair to someone in need, wouldn't he?
He would clothe the naked.
Thank you. Go to bombas.com/Stephanie. Use the code Stephanie, 20% off your first purchase. It's a whole lot of good you're doing. BOMBAS.com/Stephanie for your feet and for others. The code is Stephanie at checkout, bombas.com/Stephanie. 54 minutes after the hour, my personal comedy, Jesus, John Fugelsang's live in studio. Everybody does a Trump impression. Yours is...
Mine's the worst.
Marlon Brando with a head cold.
Marlon Brando on amphetamines with a cold.
Okay.
That's how I do my Donald Trump. It's a perfect storm of mucus, Brando, and speed. Okay?
So we've been talking about whether Trump's going to join Facebook, Twitter, whatever. Right.
Whether he's going to tank the stock of
Truth Social. Right. He seems a little desperate this morning. Here, I've highlighted.
Uh-oh.
Is this for me?
Okay. Yes, John Fugelsang is doing.
Let me put on my glasses, because with this hair, I look like Nick Cave and Fran Lebowitz became one person.
Truth Social is doing great, far beyond my wildest expectations. Get your friends, your enemies, and everyone else to join Truth. So it's doing great, but please, get everyone you know to join, because they promise the shareholders 56 million subscribers,
and they are nowhere close.
Yes. Right. Okay.
That's why he's not tweeting.
Please continue.
What else am I supposed to read? Yeah. Okay. Fake news media like CNN, MSDNC, and then in case you didn't understand the joke, he says MSNBC, the Washington Post, the failing New York Times, still failing after all these years, still failing, are doing really badly and closing up shop all over the place. CNN is shuttering its longtime headquarters building, and the money-losing Washington Post is being, this guy talking about money-losing, is being peddled all over the place when they fire massive numbers of people, not reporting with credibility its consequences. Here's your fake news looks bleak, but beware the Marxist and communist. He's like your racist grandfather.
All right.
Why are you making me read this?
I don't know. Okay. I want to blow your nose and mine now after that. There's so much mucus in his...
My God. There's communists, too. They're trying to nationalize private industry because workers control the means of production. Okay?
Does he snort the Adderall? Is that why he's all mucusy?
He snorts and smokes it. He smorks it. He invented a new way to get high of smorking.
Does he sparks it?
So what do you think he's going to do? Is he going to... Because they're saying if Trump elects to start using Facebook and Instagram again, it will be a sign of weakness and a mission that his efforts to reach an audience more directly have failed.
But it'll make Devin Nunes cry.
Those platforms smacked him in the face, and if he comes back crawling, it's pathetic. That's his specialty, isn't it? It highlights how useless truth is. It's a test of who needs who more. Oh, it's fantastic.
Well, you know, I think I saw somewhere, I think it was Axios, pardon me if I'm wrong, it might have been Politico, said Twitter was Trump's megaphone, but Facebook was his cash machine. And again, he's going to, you know, look at Zuckerberg. Can you imagine, first off, he called him Zuckerbucks. Can you imagine this, if a Democrat had called Mark Zuckerberg Zuckerbucks, that Democrat would be out of politics by now. Yeah. The party would have driven him out. But Zuckerberg doesn't care. It's not a coincidence that Trump's suspension ended exactly when he starts pouring money into advertising. Yeah. Trump is going to go pour a lot of... And Facebook, by the way, just laid off, what, 13,000 people just last month, even though they have record profit. But last year was the first year their revenue and their membership declined in the history of Facebook. Yeah. So, yeah, they're taking Trump back. It's all about the money.
Sue in Rockville, real quick. You're on with John.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hi, John.
Hi.
Let me connect some quick dots. At the end of World War II, it only took until November 45 before there were Nuremberg trials, as you well know.
Yep.
But they never...
Merrick Garland needs to see some more evidence on Eichmann first.
That's right. And it took 15 years before my father finally went to Germany to testify against some SS officers who committed atrocities in front of him.
Wow.
So we don't have 15 years. This democracy will not last. And since it's Holocaust Remembrance Day, and Merrick Garland is a child of Holocaust survivors like I, I would urge him to get off.
Yep, I hear you. All right. John Fugelsang, we love you. Frangela is next. We miss you. Come back soon.
Next week on the show, Anna Gasteyer is with me on Monday, and Timothy Schmidt.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
The Republican Party on a national level, how many years did they investigate Hillary and Bill? They're still going to that.
They're still looking for her emails, right? But they don't look in the Trump septic tank for half the top secret classified documents that he was flushing during his term. When one party doesn't care about governing, just don't allow anything to happen when the Democrats are in charge, and then they think the American people are going to get boonswoggled into voting Republican again.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Greenbelt.